Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. There's a link in the daily email as well. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny goes directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. Donations for any amount and every penny really is making a difference. To help this vital cause, can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Kenny Shaiwitz, Mora D'Astra of Congregation Shari Tzvila in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shaiwitz reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Shaiwitz will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but not responsibly or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Shaiwitz to please recite the Perek, the chapter number, in Hebrew and English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that we can all turn to the correct page. Following Tehillim, Rabbi Shaiwitz will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Rabbi Shaiwitz will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. The Mishnah Berach will be followed by Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call and for tonight's OU's programmatic lineup. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaiwitz.
Thank you so much. In the very end of the Seder, we come to Nirtza and we proclaim L'shana haba'ah b'Yerushalayim habaniyah, that next year we hope to be in the rebuilt city of Yerushalayim. And this is not just an afterthought that's said while people are falling asleep at the Seder, but is really a fundamental aspect of the entire story that we commemorate on Pesach, because Pesach does not just commemorate freedom from slavery and freedom from Egypt, but it's a freedom to the worship of God and the freedom to Eretz Yisrael, where we worship him in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, our aspiration to come to Yerushalayim HaBniyah is really a hope to fulfill the geula that we experienced on Pesach, which led to coming to Har Sinai, to getting the Torah, to coming to Eretz Yisrael, to building the Beis HaMikdash, and worshiping him there with the Korban Pesach. And the thing that's interesting about this is that despite the centrality of the rebuild of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, this theme is omitted throughout the entire night of the Seder, only referred to at the very beginning in Halach Manya, Hashata Hacha L'Shan Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashafta Avdei L'Shan Haba B'nei Chorin, and then is resumed at the Nirtza, but is omitted throughout the entire night of the Seder. And interestingly, the same thing occurs in the Chumash, where God, at the very beginning of Sefer Shemot, says to Moshe, "Behotziacha es ha'am mimitzrayim ta'avdun es ha'elokim ala har hazeh," that we're leaving Egypt, we will leave Egypt to come to worship God on the mountain, on Har Sinai, and to come to Eretz Yisrael. And then it's not mentioned at all throughout the stories of Sefer Shemot. When Moshe's trying to redeem the Jewish people, we never mention our destination. And it's not until after we cross the sea and we sing the song of praise of Az Yashir that we again allude to where we're going to. Machol Meshiftecha Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha, that we are coming to, thank you for redeeming us, and now we are coming towards the Beis HaMikdash. But it's omitted in the entire body of the story of the Exodus, and it's omitted also in the body of the Seder. And I think that this is very intentional, because despite the fact that we have an aspiration to get somewhere else as a result of what we've achieved until now, we want to focus the moment on the moment where we are right now and the experience we're having right now, and only later to articulate our aspiration for our next stage. And therefore, throughout this Seder, we're celebrating what we have now, which is freedom. And only at the very end do we say, where do we want to go next? And I think often in life, it's important to be able to focus on the moments we're experiencing now, separately from our aspiration to get to another stage. And I feel this year, so many times we say, we look forward to celebrating Pesach together next year in health and in unity and together. And indeed, we're looking forward to a much different type of experience for next year. But we also shouldn't spend the entire Seder thinking about next year, but thinking about this year, that this year we're given a special and unique opportunity, maybe in ways that we don't normally have. And it's on us to maximize on this year's opportunity and make it special and memorable, and in ways that we can connect more deeply with our immediate families who we're together with, who we might have time also to focus on kindness that we can do for other people in ways that we can't always do, ways that we can learn or read things that we didn't have the time to read on other years. Maybe this will be the year to be able to take full, to take the opportunity to gain in ways that we will never hopefully have in the future, and we'll take those gains with us till the future when we can celebrate in an easier time for us all. And we look forward to the Shana Haba, but also the Shana Hazeh. Tehillim, chapter 20, Perek Chaf. Lam Naseyach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagef Chashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitiyon Yisdeka Yizkor kolben chosecha, v'olascha yidashna sela, yitein lecha kilavavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, niranena b'yishuasecha, u'b'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneho b'shmishmei kodsho, b'gvuros yesha yimino, eile barechev, b'eile basusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima kar'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu va'nis odad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Zayin 27. L'David Adonai ori v'yish'i mimi ira Adonai ma'oz chayai Mimi efchad, v'kirov olai mireim, le'echol es disari, sarai v'oivai li, heima kashlu v'nafalu, im tachane olai machane, lo yira bi, im takum olai Milchama zos ayach achas sho'alti me'eis Adonai osa avakesh Shifti beveis Adonai, kol yemei chayoi, lachazos benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo, ki yitzbeneini basuko biyom ra'ah, yas tireini beseser ahalo, bitzor yeromemeini, V'ata yarum roshi al oivai sevivosai v'ezbecha be'ahalo zivchei tshua ashira v'azamira la'adonai shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneini v'aneini Lecha amar libi, bakshu pranai, es panecha, Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat biaf avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, al ticheni vial tazveni. Elohei Yishi, ki avi v'imi azavuni, va'adonai ya'aseni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheini be'orach mishor l'man shoriroi. Al titneni b'nefesh tzarai, ki kamu vi eidei sheker, b'yefeach chamas. Lulei he'emanti lir'os b'tuv Adonai, b'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai, chazak v'ya'amat libecha, v'kavei El Adonai, Perek Kuf Lamed, 100, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mima Makim Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema'a Bikoli, Tihiena Aznecha Kashuvos, Likol tachanunai im avonos tishmar ya Adonai mi ya'amod ki imcha hasalicha lema'an tivarei ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi Beli dvaro hochalti, nafshi la'adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, veharbe imo fidus, Vehu yifde'es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mishaberach avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aharon David v'Shlomo. Hu yivarech v'yarpei es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Ulerapostam Ulahachzikam Ulahachiyosam Yishlach Lahem Mehira Refuah Shleimam Shamayim L'chol Evarehem U'l'chol Gideihem B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh U'refuah HaGuf Hashtar B'agalah U'bizman Kariv Menomar Amen. Achenu Kol Beis Israel Hanasunim Batsara Uvishivya Haumdim Bein Bayam Ubein Bayavasha Hamakom Mirachem Alehem Viotiem Mitsara Lirvacha Umeafela Liora Umishibula Gula Hashtab Agalav Isman Kariv Viamru Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaiowitz. Today at 3:30, join the OU Spirit Initiative, which is geared towards seniors but open to all, for a pre-Pesach virtual program on Zoom. Dr. Dietza Berger of Landers College for Women will be giving a session on coping tools for an unfolding crisis. That's coping tools for an unfolding crisis. For more information and to participate today at 3:30, please visit at ou.org/community. ou.org/community. A little bit later tonight, join the OU's Department of Women and Women's Initiatives at 8 p.m. for another round of Cope and Hope, Facing Challenges Without a Partner, Tapping into Our Inner Strengths, a session geared towards widow and widowers, but of course open to everyone. This session will be led by Dr. Chana Gelb. To access it tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, visit ou.org/women/cope. That's ou.org/women/cope. And of course, OU Live returns tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time with a program geared towards our stomachs and especially those in need this year more than ever. In the virtual studio tonight, Rabbi Avram Jarvell, OU Kosher Rabbinic Coordinator for Technical Services, will begin to talk about food you didn't even know was kosher for Pesach. Also, Allison Deal, founder of Kosher Food Lifeline for the OU, will begin to talk about the sacrifices being made by truckers. And Joseph Gittler, founder of Lechet Israel, will begin to provide a behind-the-scenes perspective of Israel's response to food storage. That could all be accessed at ou.org/OULive, ou.org/OULive. My dear friends, an idea for all of us, but really I'm just speaking to myself and you're listening in. Perhaps we can set aside a half an hour a day to really focus on our Avodat Hashem, our relationship with our Creator. For some of us, it could be time to work on being extra careful and refraining from speaking Lashon Hara, gossip, and improper speech. For others, to sit down and focus on learning more Torah, whether it be Tanakh, Mishnah, Talmud, or any safer or holy book. Or perhaps to use the time for chesed, to call those whom we know are alone or lonely, and give them strength and hope. I truly believe that this would be an incredible demonstration to Hashem, that we are trying, and we will continue to try to better ourselves, improve our relationships with each other, and of course, with the Master of the world. Additionally, I would like to share a suggestion with you, something that I started doing together recently, remotely, with a group of close friends. Each day, we set aside 3 minutes a day to ourselves. And in today's world, this may be best accomplished in one's car. That's the only place left to find quiet. To close one's eyes, and in case it wasn't clear or obvious, I'm suggesting just doing this in a parked car, and clear one's mind. And from there, open your mouth and heart and start a conversation with Hashem. He is right in front of us and is yearning for us to deepen our relationship with him. Hashem speaks all languages, and more than our parents love us, more than our family loves us, and more than we love ourselves, we love ourselves. Hashem loves us the most and only wants what is best for us. What I'm not suggesting for this exercise is davening from a siddur or from a tehillim, but rather from your heart and doing it in English. Like a good friend who we haven't seen in a long time, open up and share what is happening in your life. What excites you and what makes you nervous? What you are hopeful for and what is troubling you? I can't give you the words to say because they need to be your words, but trust me, you will feel so much better after trying this and will look forward to it each and every day. And as we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Adam Starr of Congregation Or HaTorah in Atlanta, Georgia. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy